passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's estimated there are more than 100 million cats in America. In fact, there are more than 300,000 in the city of Austin alone. While most are considered house cats that don't venture outside their owner's home, an increasing number are free-ranging or feral cats.
A feral cat is what we call a cat that's not under the direct care of humans. They are the ones that are out roaming around.
Kelly Bender is a wildlife biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Because cats are natural predators, feral cats are competing with wildlife predators for the same food sources.
They outnumber them and they outcompete them. So they're using the same kind of prey animals as our native predators are using, like hawks, and exerting enormous pressure on them.
It's estimated that while small mammals such as mice make up about 70% of a feral cat's prey, birds make up at least 20%. A single cat can kill up to 1,000 animals, including 200 birds, a year.
They can even cause the endangerment of some species, especially those species that are already under pressure from habitat loss or habitat degradation.
But it's not all feral cats doing this damage. Coming up on tomorrow's show...
From a wildlife management standpoint, we really should be keeping our cats indoors.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.